Many Arabs are angry and disappointed by the election of Ariel Sharon as Israel's next prime minister, and there are fears that under his leadership, tensions in the Middle East will escalate. From Cairo, Kate Seeley reports.
To many in the Arab world, Sharon's victory represents more than just Israel's rejection of Ehud Barak. It is believed to reflect Israel's lack of sincerity in wanting to make real peace with its Palestinian and Arab neighbors. Why else would the Israelis choose as their leader a man who has earned a reputation as an Arab hater, says Egyptian columnist Mohammed Sid Ahmed.
It's very difficult to reconcile the idea that the people of Israel who want peace would elect a man who is the very personification of the opposition to peace.
Sharon has said he considers the Oslo peace process with the Palestinians dead. Security, he says, is his priority, implying he'll crack down even more heavily on the Palestinian uprising. That is expected to put countries like Egypt and Jordan, both of which have peace treaties with Israel, in an awkward position. Analysts say they'll have to balance ties to Israel with increasing demands from their own citizens to freeze relations with the Sharon government. Abdul Rauf al-Ridi, a former Egyptian ambassador to the United States, says Sharon's rejection of Oslo worries Egypt, but it won't affect his government's commitment to peace with Israel.
That doesn't, of course, make us feel that this is a man who, with whom we can work for the establishment of regional peace. But at the same time, we would deal with him as the prime minister of Israel.
But most Arab analysts see little hope for reviving the peace process under Sharon, who is offering far fewer concessions to the Palestinians than his predecessor Ehud Barak. Palestinians are expected to intensify their uprising, and some analysts say the tensions may spread to Israel's northern borders with Syria and Lebanon, where Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas have been harassing Israeli forces. Some fear the situation could lead to war. But Lebanese political analyst Michael Young doesn't think Syria, Hezbollah's main backer, will take such a risk.
The Syrians, when they take actions in Lebanon, it's essentially to shape some type of negotiation. With Sharon, the Syrians don't really feel there will be any negotiation. They know he doesn't want to return the Golan Heights.
Young believes instead the Syrians will sit back and let the Palestinians and Israelis fight it out. If the situation in the Palestinian territories seriously deteriorates, analysts expect the Arabs to call on Washington to intervene. Ambassador al-Ridi says he's confident the Bush administration understands the need to play an active and balanced role in the peace process.
The United States has a basic responsibility in impressing upon Israel to see that its best service for its security is to conclude peace on the basis of what has been agreed upon.
Though few Arabs are optimistic anything good will come of a Sharon government, Michael Young sees a silver lining. Young says the violence, sure to be sparked by Sharon's policies, will help the Israeli public realize peace and stability cannot be achieved through force.
It will persuade the Israeli public that there is no other option than to accept a settlement that is also acceptable to the Palestinians and even the Syrians eventually.
Young says a Sharon government may be what he calls an ugly but necessary path to eventual peace in the Middle East. For NPR News, I'm Kate Seeley in Cairo.